Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Man.
Yeah. Woo. Praise God. Thank you, Father.
Asante Baba.
Oh, you're so awesome.
Kwa sababu wewe bado ni wajao.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Asante Roho Mtakatifu.
Thank you for bringing and releasing the life of Jesus.
Asante kwa kuachilia uwezo wako kufungua.
Thank you for opening our eyes.
Asante kwa kufungua mioyo
to see truth.
Ili kuona
ukweli. To see truth.
Ili kuona ukweli.
Hallelujah.
Asante Yesu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Niadabu.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Holy Spirit.
Nataka nizungumze na ninyi kidogo kuhusu Roho Mtakatifu.
When I first became born again, first received the Lord as my Savior.
Mara kwanza nilipokuwa Mkristo na nikampokea Yesu kwa Bwana na Mwokozi wa maisha yangu.
When I placed faith in Him and with what He had done.
Na nilipoweka imani yangu kwake kwa yale ambayo alifanya.
Something happened to me.
Kuna kitu kilitokea katika maisha yangu.
On the inside that my mind did not understand.
Na akili yangu haikuelewa kile ambacho kimetokea.
I didn't know that my mind needed to be renewed to the truth.
Sikujua kwamba akili yangu inahitajika kubadilishwa na kufanywa upya kujua huko.
But I knew that on the inside I was different.
Lakini nilitambua kwamba ndani ya moyo wangu nilikuwa niko tofauti.
Something big had happened to me.
Kuna kitu cha ajabu.
I couldn't explain it.
Sikuweza kuelezea.
I didn't know how to explain it.
Sikujua nielezee namna gani.
I didn't know that I had just gotten a brand new spirit.
Sikuelewa kwamba nimeweza kupata roho mpya ndani yangu.
I didn't know that I was just born in heaven and came into this body.
Na sikuelewa kwamba nimezaliwa tena kule mbinguni na nikashuka tena katika ulimwengu.
I didn't know that.
Sikuelewa hilo.
So I went to the leaders of the church that I had just gone to.
Kwa hiyo nikaenda kwa viongozi wangu wa kanisa ambao nilikuwa nazoea kwenda.
And I said, "Can you help me?"
Nikamwambia, "Je, mnaweza kunisaidia?"
To understand what's happened to me.
Hivi mnaweza kunisaidia kuelewa kilichotokea katikati yangu?
They said, "Get yourself in a Bible study."
Akaniambia, "Hebu jiunganishe wewe mwenyewe katika Biblia usome."
And begin to learn the Bible.
Na uanze kujifunza Biblia.
So I got a Bible.
Nikanua Biblia.
And I began to read it.
Na nikaanza kusoma
every day.
Kila siku.
Devouring the word.
Kuifuata yale maneno ya Mungu.
And I said, "This is so great."
Na hili ni kitu cha ajabu na kikubwa sana.
And I got to the Gospels.
Na nikaenda katika maandiko.
And I read about what Jesus had done.
Na nikasoma vile vitabu vya injili ya Yesu mambo ambayo alifanya.
And I went back to the leaders of the church.
Na nikarudi kwa viongozi wa kanisa.
And I said, "Hey,
nikamwambia, hey,
I'm reading about Jesus."
Nimekuwa nikisoma juu ya Yesu.
He said this.
Anasema hivi.
He said, "The works that I do,
nikasema kwamba
you too will do.
Now,
and even greater works will you do."
Mtanifanya zaidi hizo.
And I said, "Hey,
nikasema, hey,
when do we get to do this?
Hey, man, you know, I'm gonna
when do we get to do what Jesus said? I want to do this." You know what they told me? Tony, calm down. Relax. That doesn't happen anymore. God doesn't do those miracles anymore. I knew on the inside of me that's not true. My head did not understand why. But I knew in my spirit, that's not true. So I continued to read. And I read about where Jesus said in John 16. Jesus told the disciples, "It's to your advantage that I go."
Sorry?
He said, "It's to your advantage. It's to your benefit that I go."
Kwamba itakuwa ni kwa faida yenu nitakapoondoka.
Because if I do not go, I cannot send the Holy Spirit to you.
Nitakapoondoka, nisipoondoka sitaenda kumtuma Roho Mtakatifu.
Jesus said, "He is the comforter."
Yesu alisema yeye ni
He will be in you. And he will come upon you. Everything in your life will change. And I said, hey, nobody's told me about the Holy Spirit. So I began to talk to the Holy Spirit. I said, you are in me. And the Bible says that I can have fellowship with you. That we can talk. And that you wrote the scriptures. Holy Spirit, you inspired men. You spoke to them to what to write. So Holy Spirit, will you be my teacher? Holy Spirit, will you teach me? The church people won't teach me about you. They tell me what Jesus did isn't going to happen anymore. But I believe the words of Jesus. That I can do what he did. Will you help me, Holy Spirit? And I began in a process of every day. I open the scriptures and I say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for teaching me today. Thank you for leading me today. Thank you for showing the truth to me. Thank you for showing me who I am. And he began to teach. And he began to speak. Year after year. Here's what I found out. Many things, but here's one. Jesus said this. You shall know the truth. And when you know the truth, that knowing the truth will set you free. I said, what do you mean, Holy Spirit? Do you mean when I read the truth? He said, no, when you know the truth. So I said, what does it mean to know the truth? He said, when you live it, when you experience it, when you believe the word, and you step into it, and you trust me, when you trust me to live this word through you, that's when you will know the truth. John 8:32, he said that. I said, wow.
I said, ah.
Okay.
Ah,
so I said, you said that I can lay hands on the sick. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to pray for people. I've been told that the miracles don't happen anymore. But you said I can do what you do. So I began to pray for people. I looked for sick people that were in the church. And I went up to them. And I said, hey, can I come over to your house sometime? Can I come over? I just like to talk about the Bible. And maybe we can pray together. He said, sure, come over. And there was this lady that had cancer. I went to her house. I put my hand on her. And I said, I command this cancer to die. In Jesus' name. I said, is anything happening? She said, no. I said, that's okay. 2 weeks later, I'm in church. This lady stands up. And she said, I have a testimony. I have a testimony. I said, yes. She said, I have been, they told me I was dying of cancer. And I'm sitting in the seat, and I said, God, don't let her say my name. I want all glory to go to you, God. Don't let her say my name. She said, someone prayed for me. I didn't feel anything at first. But the next day, I felt like I've got to get myself tested. I went back to the doctor. They tested me. And the cancer was all gone. And she said this. She said, Jesus still heals. Jesus still heals. Jesus still heals. Hallelujah. I'm sitting there in the seat. My knees are banging against the pew. And I'm like, oh God! Your word is true! Your word is true! Your word is true! Your word is true! Yes, Lord! Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! I didn't know nothing. I didn't know anything. I just believed the word. I just believed what it said. And I said, Holy Spirit, you're my teacher. You said it. I believe it. That settles it. I'm going to go do the same things Jesus did. Oh. When it really got strange was when I started commanding demons to come out of people. Oh, and the demons were talking to me. They go, you can't get me out. You cannot cast me out. Now, I'm talking about a little lady. A little lady, a sweet little lady. She said, I think I have demons. I said, no problem. Jesus said I can cast them out. So I said, you demons, go. I am not coming out. I will not come out. And I'm like, whoa, what is this? I didn't know nobody ever taught me. Nobody in the church would teach me. I said, Holy Spirit, what's happening? He said, I'm teaching you. Just tell it to go. Tell it to shut up. Tell the demon to shut up. You don't want to talk to the demon because they lie. Okay. So I kept on the process. Holy Spirit teaching me and teaching me. Listen, he will teach you too. He's your teacher. He's your comforter. He's your strength. He will provide everything you need. I want to talk to you about one aspect of the ministry of the Spirit. Tomorrow I'm going to talk to you about how the Holy Spirit will come upon you with power. But right now, I want to talk to you about one thing. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, 16, 17, and 18, 19, 20. Would you read that,
please? Basi angalieni sana jinsi mnavyoenenda, si kama watu wasio na hekima, bali kama watu wenye hekima. kimkomboa wakati, kwa maana zamani hizi ni za uovu. Kwa sababu hiyo msio wajinga, bali mfahamu ni nini yaliyo mapenzi ya Bwana. Tena msilewe kwa mvinyo ambamo mna ufisadi, bali mjazwe Roho, mkisemezana kwa zaburi na tenzi na nyimbo za rohoni, huku mkiimba na kumshangilia Bwana mioyoni mwenu, na kumshukuru Mungu Baba siku zote kwa mambo yote katika jina lake Bwana wetu Yesu Kristo.
Wow. He says that we should be filled with the Spirit.
Anasema ni lazima tujazwe na Roho Mtakatifu.
What is it to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Inamaanisha nini kujazwa na Roho?
He's living inside of us. To be filled with the Spirit means to be under His influence.
Kujazwa na Roho Mtakatifu ina maana ni kuwa chini ya utawala wake.
To have your decisions and your actions influenced by Him and not yourself.
Ili kuweza kufanya maamuzi na mambo mbalimbali chini yake, ambayo hayako katika uwezo wako lakini yako katika uwezo wa Roho Mtakatifu.
Now, how many of you used to drink alcohol?
Je, wangapi wenu hapa mlikuwa mkinywa pombe?
Beer, wine.
Kinywa pombe bali bali. Nasa tumkono kama.
Anybody?
Pombe zamani kabla niokoka.
Huh?
Eh, mpo.
That's it?
Eh, mpo.
Okay. Oh, beer. Okay.
Kwa kumbe tumeje kwa na kumbe nao pombe kama zamani.
Before I was born again,
kabla sijazaliwa na kuwa Mkristo,
I was an alcoholic.
Mimi nilikuwa pia ni mlevi.
I drank every day.
Kila siku nilikuwa nakunywa pombe.
A whole case of beer.
Nilikuwa nakunywa kreti nzima ya bia.
24 bottles of beer a day.
Zile kreti zina chupa 20
every day. Every day.
Kila siku.
So I learned something about drinking. And I want to help you to learn how to drink of the Spirit. Now, when you're praying with someone, if this has ever happened to you, you're praying for them. And while you're praying, all of a sudden, they start praying. Maybe they pray in tongues. And they go, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus.
Oh yes.
Now, those of you that know how to drink in the natural, you know something. You cannot get it in if you're giving it out.
You
cannot drink while you talk. Because it will spill all over. So if someone's, you're praying for someone and they begin to pray back, tell them this. Stop praying. Stop talking. Tip your head back. Open your mouth. And receive. Drink in. Just tell them. Because I didn't understand this at first. I'm praying for people. The Holy Spirit is upon me. And they're going, oh Jesus! It's not going in. Because they're stopping it because they're giving out. And I'm praying, and all of a sudden, boom! I go down on the floor. The power of God's coming out and coming right back at me. Boom! Knocks me on the floor. Why? Because they are not receiving. They don't know how to drink in. It's important that we learn how to drink in of the Spirit. Now, do you know 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says that our spirit, your spirit, and the Holy Spirit are one. That means all that the Holy Spirit is already in your spirit. That means all of his fruit is the same fruit of your spirit. What is his fruit? Galatians chapter 5. What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness,
oh my God,
goodness, God is good, gentleness, gentleness. The Holy Spirit is gentle, and self-control. If you are leaning on the Holy Spirit, you will be able to control yourself. Ha! But watch this. Because our spirit, the Holy Spirit, and my spirit, and your spirit have become one. That means that love and joy and peace reside in my spirit. So I get some bad news. I can draw on the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit anytime, any place. Anytime, any place. So someone says, oh, the roof we're putting on a building, it just fell down. And I say, no one got hurt, right? They say, no. I said, okay, everything's going to be fine. It's no problem. They say, how can you not be upset? This is going to cost very much money. Because I'm drawing on the peace of the Spirit of God in me. The same spirit that's in you. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Just like I learned to drink beer, I've learned to drink of the Spirit. I learned something being a beer drinker. If I wanted to stay drunk, I had to do something. I had to keep drinking. If you want to stay drunk, you've got to keep drinking. If you want to stay under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you need to keep drinking of Him. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. All right. Everybody, put your cup up. Everybody, put your cup up. Okay? Now, we drink by faith. Everything in the kingdom is by faith. We drink of the Spirit by faith. Because we want to be under His influence. More and more and more. Get your cup. You ready? Okay, drink. Now remember, If you want to stay under the influence, you must keep drinking. Put your cup up. Ready? Wow. His joy, his peace is in your spirit. That's where your spirit is, right there. His joy, as you drink, his joy is released. His
praise is released.
Because you're becoming under his influence. Come. When I first started drinking, I would only drink one beer. Then I went to two beers. Then I went to a bigger cup. And then I got a really big cup. Okay, so get your cup. Get your cup.
Yeah.
Look at him. All right, let's drink. You are coming under the influence of the Holy One, of the Holy Spirit, who will give you joy. Do you need joy? Huh? Do you ever get any bad news? Oh, yeah!
Hallelujah!
Come on!
Hey.
Whoa! Yeah. I don't know. You people in the white over here. Come on. Let's see that cup. You ready? We drink by faith. We drink of the presence of the Spirit of God by faith. And in return, out of your spirit, out of your belly, comes his fruit, comes his peace, comes his joy, comes love. Hallelujah. It's so simple. Praise God. How about you over here? Are you drinking okay? Let me see your cup. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go. Ready? Ready? Wow. You know what I just heard the Holy Spirit say? I heard him say that you need this. That you need this. Way too serious. You need this. You need to just receive of the Spirit. Just drink of him. Every day of your life.
Oh, ndani ya maisha yako yote.
Okay, ready?
You could tell. Yeah, he's ready.
Okay. Ready. Drink.
Haya, kunywa, kunywa.
Okay. Just in case. Just in case you think this is stupid. You're too religious. If you think this is stupid, how many men are married? How many men here are married? You have a wife. Okay. When you go home to your wife and you wrap your arms around her and you kiss her all over her face and you tell her how much you love her and you just want to be near her, how many of you men does your wife say to you, "This is stupid. Get away from me." If you think it's stupid, you're too religious. The Holy Spirit is holy, but he's not religious. He is holy, and he is powerful, and he's able to change your life. He's able to bring you peace in the midst of the storm. He's able to bring you joy when everyone around you can't be happy, but you can. He's able to do that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. So I'm going to ask a question. There may be some of you here. You don't really understand. Because maybe you confess Christ with your mouth, but you didn't know that we need to believe in our heart. And maybe nothing really happened to you on the inside. Then this is the night. We want you to receive him and live the rest of your life in the glory of his presence. If you don't know for sure, then you can know for sure now. If you want to come up here, then we'll pray with you to genuinely receive him and live within you. If you don't know, if you're not sure, then come over here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Ufurahie matunda ya Roho Mtakatifu. Furaha.
Thank you.
Amani, upendo, uvumilivu, utu wema, fadhili. Jehovah.
Thank you, Lord.
Santa Roho Mtakatifu.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
Sawa.
I'm going to pray.
Nitakwenda kuomba.
And if and he's going to interpret.
Tutasikia.
And I want you to repeat the prayer.
Na nitataka mrudie maombi haya ambayo mimi nitayaomba.
If it's not real in your heart,
kama Roho Mtakatifu,
then don't pray it.
Hayuko ndani yako. Usio.
But if you believe in your heart,
kama unaamini ndani
yako, these words are true.
Kwamba
haya and this is really what you want in your life.
Na hiki ndicho nataka Roho Mtakatifu ajae ndani yako.
Then you will be eternally changed here.
Na utabadilika kwa sasa hivi.
Thank you, Lord.
Asante.
Okay.
Tarudia maneno utakayosema baada ya.
Are you ready?
Uko tayari?
Ndio.
Father.
Baba.
I recognize.
Nimetambua.
Jesus Christ.
Yesu Kristo.
Is Lord.
Ni Bwana.
He is God.
Na Mwokozi.
Na Mwokozi.
He is Savior.
Ni Mwokozi.
He took all of my sins upon himself.
Alichukua dhambi zangu zote.
Alichukua dhambi zangu.
So that I could be free.
Ili niweze kuwa huru.
Ili niweze kuwa.
He took all of the punishment that I deserved.
Alichukua kila adhabu ambayo nilitegemea kupewa.
So that I could be.
Ili kwamba niwe.
Your son.
Mtoto wako.
Your daughter.
Mwana wako.
Mwana wako.
I believe Jesus.
Ninaamini Yesu.
Ninaamini Yesu.
I have faith in you right now.
Nina imani kwako Yesu.
Ninaamini kwako Yesu.
To this very moment.
Katika wakati huu sasa.
Make me.
Wakati huu sasa.
Unifanye.
Unifanye.
A brand new creation.
Kuwa mtu mpya.
Kuwa mtu mpya.
The right now as I pray believing.
Na wakati huu ninapoomba ninaamini.
You are giving me a brand new spirit.
Unanipa roho mpya sasa.
Unanipa roho mpya.
And Holy Spirit.
Na Roho Mtakatifu.
Na Roho Mtakatifu.
You are coming to live permanently inside of me.
Utakuja na kuishi maisha yangu yote ndani yangu.
Utakuja na kuishi maisha yangu yote.
I want to drink of you all the days of my life.
Nataka nikunywe wewe Roho Mtakatifu siku zote za maisha yangu.
I want to know you.
Nataka nikufahamu Roho Mtakatifu.
I want to hear your voice.
Nataka kusikia sauti yako.
I want to bring your life to hurting people.
Nataka kuleta maisha yako ya roho kwa watu wengine.
Thank you.
Asante.
Right now.
Sasa hivi.
I receive.
Napokea.
I receive.
Napokea.
Napokea.
Thank you for coming.
Asante kwa kuja Roho Mtakatifu.
Thank you for now living inside of me.
Asante sasa kwa kukaa ndani yangu.
Asante sasa
kwa kukaa
ndani yangu.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now.
Sasa.
Let's take another drink.
Chukua sasa kikombe chako.
Drink of this spirit. Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would you just turn to the people around you and give them a hug? Just give them a hug.
Oh, kumbatie.
Praise God.
Oh,
praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now we want to get the praise team to crank it up.
Sasa tunataka tupate kikundi cha sifa. Wanamuziki sikieni vyombo sasa tuweke muziki tumsifu Bwana. Tunataka tumsifu Bwana sasa.
Praise God.
Hata wewe uliyeka hapo. Oh,
nani atakaye nipinga.